For that, I was going to be talking to John Galligan, travel agent. Hello, John, how are you?
How's it going?
So, how are things in the travel business?
I'll fly away. I like the sound of that.
So you like that, yeah. how are things going, since the last time we talked? I think it's been
very
about
well,
3 years.
Very well. It looks like there's a bit of a recovery in the country, thank God, and a few people are feeling better about things, and a bit more buzz, if you like.
Yeah, I think because of the internet and all that, I think a lot of people thought wrongly, I'm glad to say, because of I like the experience of dealing with people. But I think they thought the travel agents was going to become extinct.
Absolutely, and we some of the times you get some really really obnoxious comments about it, but you know, we've grinned and bared that, and we've been through the worst recession in the history of this state, and we're still in rude good health, thank God. But the funny thing we're noticing is that, and God bless the internet, it's only huge, as they say. it's so blooming huge that you know, there's so much of it thrown at you that people are just getting blinded by it. Excuse me. And what we're finding is even young people who think they know everything because they have the internet at their hands, are coming into travel agents now to say, oh, I've had enough of it. I've been looking online for 3 days and I'm fed up and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, we're getting a lot of that kind of business, and it's good to see it. And I think there's a great future for the travel
agents. I think the guarantees, the personal touch and the guarantees that you sort of have.
Yeah, and people don't realise that. You know, if you book with us, your money is bonded and licensed and protected. And if you book online with some person who's not bonded or licensed or protected, then your money is just at risk. So that's another thing that
you were talking about, the expense of that part of the bonding with the government. Did that change at all over the years? Because it was quite expensive.
No, it's still very expensive. Yeah. It's still quite onerous. You have to be a solid company. You have to have a certain amount of staffing, premises, financial stability. You have to be able to satisfy the government that in the event anything might happen, there's plenty of money there to cover everybody. So it's quite an onerous task, and it really bugs us that we, you know, we get people coming in. Basically, if you live in Florida and you set up a website to sell holidays out of Ireland, there's nothing there. There's no bonding, no protection. Mm-hmm. And we had the situation recently where, good example is Low Cost Holidays, which went bust recently. They were licensed, part of that company was licensed to travel from Ireland, and those people were protected, but their sister company, Low Cost Beds, who sold hotels, didn't need to be licensed or bonded or protected. And the travel agents of Ireland have been screaming for decades at the government and the civil servants to do something about that, but nobody really seems to care. There's no votes in it, and you know, even the consumer isn't aware of what the levels of protection or risk are until something happens, and then they're really upset.
Would the travel agents themselves been aware of the situation so they didn't fall into that trap?
Well, the travel agents are aware of the situation, and as I say, we've been in and out. I've personally been in and out with the government and with the regulator and with the civil servants trying to get some regulation in this, but it's a very difficult industry to legislate for. I mean, the current bonding regime was written in 1982. You know, that's before internet, before Ryanair, before mobile phones. So, you know, it's way out of date and completely irrelevant.
And do you get any response, John? Do you get any? Sorry for interrupting you. Do you get any response at all from them to say, yeah, that sounds feasible, all right?
I've had minister after minister tell me that that's awful altogether. Tut tut tut. We must do something about that. And you know, they've forgotten what they said before they've left the office.
That's what I mean. It's just lip service. They're paying.
It's only lip service. There's no votes in it unless there's a crisis. Then they'll do something about it. But usually, the biggest problem for us was being that one of the European commissioners said we're going to do something about this at a European level, and that was in 2008, and they're still, it looks like they're bringing in a new directive in 2018, 10 years later, which will actually do very little to solve the problem. Anyway.
Well, maybe in the next year or so you'll have a new minister.
But there's
a
brighter thing I want to talk to you
about.
Sorry,
yeah, go on.
Something we've only launched very recently. It's cruises from Dublin next year. And it's surprisingly popular. We didn't actually expect it to be as popular as it is, but there is a company selling, operating 5 cruises from Dublin next year, and that's departing from Dublin and coming back to Dublin. So that's very unusual, and the unusual thing about this is that they're all doing it in June and July, so it's a summer cruise.
Okay.
You know.
And it, pardon my ignorance, but it is unusual to have a cruise starting a starting point in from Ireland.
It's unusual enough. It hasn't happened for a while. There's a couple of them this year out of Belfast and places like that. They tend to be April and October or September and things like that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of them. It's very very seldom that you'll see them coming, starting in Dublin and ending in Dublin in the summer. Very seldom.
I was just thinking that sometimes with the weather in Ireland, it doesn't make any difference what month it is.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. A lot of people, absolutely. Is it summer or is it just a warm winter?
Yeah.
A lot of people do not like flying. So the ex-Dublin departure is great. And when you consider that these are starting at €719 per person, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a big item cost-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, we just put it out there early to see what the demand was, but we are inundated with requests for it. So it's really going very well.
Okay, you've been sort of hit from all sides, bombasted in certain ways. And I mean, the situation with the terrorist situation, has that impacted on the travel agency or holidays on the way they work? And it's been sort of said in the media that people are sort of playing it safe and maybe going to Spain only.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, we do an over 50s program to Spain and Portugal, mm-hmm. so that's a really good value type holiday for a week in the sun in October or in March, April, May, that kind of time. So it's an off-season over 50s holiday thing. And what we've noticed is it's getting harder and harder. The prices are going up. The hotels are filling up. And so if you take Turkey, Northern Africa, Tunisia, all of those places are gone off the list. Now, even Greece, Cyprus, all of those places are gone.
Wow.
And people are not going there. So they're diving into Spain, Portugal, the old reliables, if you like.
Reverting back, yeah.
Reverting back. And it's not only Irish people, it's Germans, French, Swedes, you know, so the all of Europe is reverting into Spain and Portugal. The hotels are filling up, and as you know, our friends in the Spanish hotels are the kindest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When they fill up, they're going to put their prices up.
You hadn't got a smile on your face when you said that, did you, John?
Which? them being the kindest people in the world?
Yeah.
Them and politicians.
Okay. Incidentally, you're talking about it because of the change. Are there more people holidaying at home now?
We're finding, I think that a lot of people have been holidaying at home for about 10 years, but we are finding that there is a pent-up demand now for people who want to go abroad. And, you know, a summer like this, it's easy to joke about it, but it is a bit wearing, isn't it? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's been a bit warmer this summer, but it's been duller. And there's been a lot of rain as well.
And apart from that, the expense as well. I mean,
I mean, we have a holiday on sale at the moment for the 5th of October in Spain. That's including flights, transfers, bags, half board. So that's breakfast and dinner each day. Wine and water with your meals.
Mm-hmm.
That's $539 for a week.
Okay.
Including flights and everything else.
Okay, comparable with lots of others. The other one to talk about are people's taste in holiday changing. Is there more different types? I mean, you mentioned the cruise earlier on, and people have been more adventurous. I mean, especially the over 50s. They're just dying for adventure.
What we've noticed in the last year is the people with a few bob, or the people who haven't spent the few bob and they have it in the bank, are beginning to spend it. So what's been selling is at the top end, at the expensive end, has been really good stuff, like a very expensive, and people are it's almost like they've been locked up for about 10 years,
you know,
and they're saying, well, I'm going to go for it now. And so the expensive cruises are selling really well. We just did a tour ourselves. That we have a brand of bucket list trips where we had a trip to the, I'm sure you've heard of the Canadian Rocky mm-hmm. train, the Mountaineer train, and an Alaska cruise combined. So that went really well. So the top end, if you like, is going well. And certainly many of those who we haven't heard from for years, even down to the family holidays, they're saying, well, we're going on a holiday. And, you know, what I've really mm-hmm. been surprised about is this, the cruises I mentioned earlier. I'm quite surprised at the demand in those because mm-hmm. they are, you know, there's really strong demand for that.
Okay.
So people are saying now, and unlike the Irish people, they're booking now for 2017.
Wow.
You know, that's not like us at all.
Well, you know, we know we're living longer now. I've had to touch wood when
Yeah. But I think it's a good sign because people are a little bit more confident, a little bit more secure in themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they're prepared now to book a holiday for next year, whereas... if you go back 5 years, they were, you know, people wouldn't book more than six weeks in advance.
Yeah, and just out of interest as well, John, is it automatic that you get travel insurance when you're booking a holiday? Or do you have to specifically
ask for it? It's not
automatic,
no, okay. Because I'll tell you, it's a bit like the old Ryanair thing. You know, you strip everything out of it. There was a time when you went with the tour operator and everyone went with the tour operator and you were always, travel insurance was included. Mm-hmm. It was mandatory by the tour operator. But everything now is in bits. So, you know, if you want to go on a holiday, quite often we are just buying the flights for you with Ryanair and we're putting together a hotel with so-and-so and maybe a transfer with so-and-so else. And people always want the cheapest of the cheap. So generally speaking, they don't want insurance. We do sell insurance as an extra. But an awful lot of people have VHI insurance for an annual basis.
Okay, so they have to, if they want it, they specifically have them.
Oh, they should have it. They should have travel insurance.
Yeah, I mean, but they specifically have to ask for it, don't they, if they haven't?
But it's more a commodity now. Yeah, it's more a part of a package rather than the mandatory part of a package, if you like.
I was just talking, the reason I asked that was because I was talking to Martina Nee of the European Consumer Centre on Tuesday, and she was talking about people buying stuff on the internet, all sorts of things, whether it's holidays or goods or whatever. And the way that they don't really specifically look into background, do any research, and they end up with egg on their face. And it just came to me as I was talking to you there that holiday insurance would be one of them. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, we've been travel agents, as I said to you at the start, we've been banging on that door for ages. You know, we've been trying to get consumer protection legislation brought in, but it's just too complex for most people, I think, and they just can't do it. And of course, if somebody in Europe says, we'll write a new law for you, then you can be sure that nobody here is going to be bothered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an awful shame. I mean, I had that conversation myself with a lady of the Consumer Association years ago, the consumer affairs person here. And her view was that, you know, even if it cost 50 cents extra to protect everybody that was travelling from Ireland from financial failure, she wasn't in favour of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't understand that.
Okay, is there any way that Brexit will affect holidays in any sense, or yourselves or people travelling?
I think the biggest harm that can happen to any industry, and travel is very particularly sensitive to it, is just upset, uncertainty, lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happened in the recession was we saw the actual financial effects of the recession first. But what really did the damage in Ireland, and not just in the travel business, was the psychological, you know, with the moment when people said, God, this is really serious.
Mm-hmm.
And they had already been losing money, if you like, but it was almost everyone together says, this is really serious and we better do something about it. I think if there's any little bit of that gets to us from the Brexit thing, it could cause damage. And I think there was some notes on the news broadcast today about the effects in terms of tax takes and things like that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, for interrupting you again there, John. No, I was thinking more, I've been talking to a lot of people about it, and I was just thinking about the perception and the mindset of people that travel to and fro all the time, and there's a sense of freedom they feel is gone. And therefore, you know, I'm wondering, will they travel? And you know, obviously they will, but and they've two different modes. They've got the Stena Line and all these, and they have the airplanes.
Yeah.
But the restrictions that might be put there, as far as like Donald Trump's wall, it's invisible, but it's going to be there.
I think we should build a wall around Donald Trump, to be honest.
Well, there was an incident in Kilbarrick actually last week about a fence, and I said, has he come already? But there you go. That sort of thing with Brexit, as you said there, it's certainly going to be in the mindset of people. I mean, it's going to be 2 years.
We're an island nation, and if you look at other nations around the world, there's very few that travel like we travel. You know, like, there's only 4.5 million of us, and we take over 7.5 million trips a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everyone's taken, not everyone travels, obviously, but if you averaged it out, everyone's taken 2 trips a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we just do that. I mean, it's part of what we are up to, you know. If we were on mainland Europe, we might not do as much travelling as we do, but as we are the island nation, we there's travel in our blood. We just do it. And we can see in the last year, certainly last year and the last 4 or 5 years, that the number of people who went from Ireland to Spain, for instance, it's been a record year every year, year on year. It's increasing every year, you know. So Even through the recession, we've continued to travel.
Okay, it's just a question of, I suppose, with Brexit, it's wait and see. Anyway, people can look up your website, John, jgt.ie, because as the outset there, or you mentioned it yourself, you specialise in over 50s holidays and lots of offer. And people are travelling all the year round now, as I said at the outset, aren't they?
They are, yeah, different groups. We know from the over 50s that the spring and autumn are the popular months for Spanish travel. And you get different groups then. The grannies and things tend to stay home when the kids are off school.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do summer holidays during that period, so they would be going to Spain and Portugal for like a family holiday. That's a different kind of market.
Yeah, and Christmas has gone pretty phenomenal for people going away as well, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. Still, of course, it's premium time. You're going to pay the top dollar if you're going to go at Christmas. But yeah, we see a lot of people going to Australia and places like that over Christmas to see the families, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. A pleasure again talking to you, John, and
for
surviving everything. No problem. JGT.ie for all information.
Yeah, we're still here.
You're still there. Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thanks
a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.